Here's the first phrase of the march that opens Histoire du Soldat. Now that's a bit more subtle, polytonally speaking, because there are two instruments playing, as you can see, a cornet and a trombone. Now the cornet by itself is playing this. Now that seems to start in F major, right? And suddenly switches to F minor. And cadences abruptly in a totally unexpected E major. Now listen to the whole phrase, which, by the way, starts on a silent downbeat, just to ambiguify us a little further. One. So, F major, followed by F minor, followed by E major, all in the space of 4 seconds. Now let's see what the trombone is doing down below. One. D flat major, of all things, with its abrupt cadence in G major, without so much as a by your leave. So Stravinsky has presented us, take it or leave it, with 4 seconds of music that encompass 5 different keys. Talk about bigger and better ambiguities. What's going on? Something new, a new ambiguity, a new tonality freshener, only now it's a syntactic one, rhythmic displacement. Did you notice how syntactically broken up that marching tune is? How asymmetrical it is?